That is brand new music on this Friday morning. It is Fergie. That is called Life Goes On. By the way, the video for that is out today. Now, you might be sitting there going, hey, you played some new Fergie. What's the deal? Well, the deal is Fergie's on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fergie.
Yay! Oh, my gosh, Fergie.
Now, don't scare Fergie off, Donnie.
I'm going to try not to scare Fergie.
Now, I've got to tell you, while we were enjoying Life Goes On, Donnie was sitting over there singing London Bridge, which, you know.
Every time you come around, Fergie. It goes falling down.
I know. It's trouble.
Hi, Fergie. How are you?
Hi. Hi. Oh, my gosh. I've known you guys.
Why? Gosh, I hope
so. Two of you.
Wow. Okay.
We have history.
We have history. As a matter of fact, it's kind of fun. We were talking about this off the air, but I met Fergie back in like 95, 96. It was one of my first interviews I ever did in radio, and I was in Corpus Christi. She was in Wild Orchid. Which, you know, by the way, Fergie's had so many incarnations because you had, you know, the Kids Incorporated stuff, and then you have the
Fergie. Can I tell you about the first time I met you? Do you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I was 10 or 11. We're the same age. I saw you on Kids Incorporated, and I wanted to be you for a solid, I don't know, 7-8 years at least.
The story is the same
oh
for
God.
Me.
Oh, girl.
I'm sorry.
No,
that was a great show.
Oh, hold on. That story goes a little
further. Oh, my gosh.
Because you had a lot of sun in,
you,
right?
You must have teased your hair.
So you're a girl after my own heart. No, I'm a full on brunette, but I wanted your hair. So I back in the day, I threw a bunch of sun in it, and I went to the pool.
Yes.
Yeah, I was a Southern California girl. Went to the pool. I did not look like Fergie. Okay, it did not turn out like you.
Did you tease your hair?
Oh my gosh!
Did you tease your hair super high?
Oh, I did your dance moves. They didn't look like you. I did it all. I loved Kids Incorporated. I'm not even sad about it.
No.
I loved it.
Oh my gosh! You should post a video of that or a picture of that.
If there were, I would totally burn it. I would totally burn it. Did you enjoy that? Did you like
Kids Incorporated? Yeah. I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah. I loved it.
Is there going to be a Netflix reunion at any point? Because that seems to be the thing to do these days.
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. I think we're more like a cult situation. I don't know if we got to that level of status.
You did for me.
But yeah, I mean, I'd be in for sure.
Let's talk. You know what, Fergie? Before we do anything else, I want to talk about Life Goes On because we just played it. I love the song. I really do. I know you guys have looked at another single, maybe. I think there's a duet with Nicki Minaj coming out on the brand new album, which isn't out yet. But with Life Goes On, and I don't know if this was intentional, but it's almost like an anthem. There seems like there's been so much going on in 2016, not just the obvious political stuff, but you know, just things. It seems like 2016 has been a big transition year, but Life Goes On is almost like an anthem for the end of the year as we move forward to 2017. Is that intentional, or was that something you thought about when going in the studio?
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't. I was playing around with a few different songs to go with because, you know, this album, it's like, gosh, it's like taking forever and I just want it out already. But it's just, you know, it has to come out after the end of the year. But wanted to put out a song that was totally different than Milk Money or L.A. Love, just something that reminded people that I do have a different side and that's more vulnerable and, you know, it has insecurities. And it's kind of like a pep talk to oneself about moving forward and not staying in a rut, just, you know, pushing through those fears and doing something about it. You know, it's definitely about moving forward and moving into the next year. I have like, there's so much negativity and madness. Yeah. It's like, let's remember to be grateful amongst all this.
And I love it when you do the meaningful songs. I'm serious. Like Big Girls Don't Cry. That's that song. When you came out with that, I played it all the time, and, you know, I mean, it was great. I love that song still.
It was your anthem for a while, wasn't it?
It was my anthem for a while. It wasn't true for me, Fergie. I mean, I cry all day long, but that song was great. Just a little.
It's not, yeah, I mean, this is, I wrote Life Goes On with the same, with Toby Gad, who I wrote Big Girls Don't Cry with, and I wrote two other songs on the album with him, and this is just the tip of the emotional iceberg. It gets deeper for this album.
Not that
the whole album is like that. It's not like one big, you know, reflective sob fest. There's tons of fun stuff. It's all over the map. I mean, and that's, I really, it was important to me to, because it's been 10 years and because it's only my second album for me as a solo artist, I really wanted to give people a full meal, not just like a bunch of little dessert songs.
Right.
I wanted to give, you know, songs that are more meaty and songs that are a little bit more saucy and spicy.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's a lot of different. It's a lot of different things. But Life Goes On for sure felt right about for the sentiment for right now.
Well,
the video's out. Go check it out.
The video is out today. Go check it out. The album. When is Double Duchess going to drop? When is it coming out?
Okay, so I'm voting for January, and I'm hoping. The label and my management, there's all these new things that they have to hook up with. You know, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, like all of the different ones, right?
Sure.
So that is their area of expertise, not mine. And, you know, those are things that I can't control. So, hey, tweet about it. If you want to tell my label, post about it.
Right. We won't tell.
If you want it out, because I really don't have control on that.
We won't tell Interscope, but it sounds like it's a pain almost to get some, because you've got music that you just want to put out there. I've seen your
That's
pictures
personal for you.
In the studio, and I mean, these are personal stories for you. I would pull my hair out. I would go crazy on this. So yeah,
it's driving me a little. It's driving me a little crazy right now.
Yeah.
But I really want. I mean, these are songs that I've really crafted and taken a long time, and I'm ready. I'm so ready to release it into the world, and I feel bad because you know. And I see things they write to me, they get pissed.
Whenever you get it out, they're going to be there. They're going to be. Now, listen.
Absolutely.
While I appreciate the music, I also am a avid supporter of your boots. You make some mean boots, girl, so you need to get some more of those out, too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank
you make a cuffed boot to die for. I love your shoes.
Thank you. Well, I know. Well, I spend time on things. And that's why everything takes longer. Because I actually had to measure the ball of my foot at our design meetings because the balls of the feet, mine are a little bit wide.
Right.
And so that when you have a pointed toe, you have to make sure that the point doesn't squish all your toes together. You have to give, like, room. You have to make it a little longer so that the point can just have air in it, and then your toes can be in the bigger part and the ball of your foot fits. So I had them actually measure that because – that is one of my pet peeves, and so I had to make the boot that was complete, that has the silhouette that you could put your entire foot down, and you could run around, and I could run around after a 3-year-old.
Exactly,
and, you know,
right?
Old Christmas shopping and
Donnie,
all that.
You know those suede, the suede gray boots that you love of mine. They're Fergie.
Those are Fergie boots.
Yeah. Those are Fergie boots.
Those are very flossy, flossy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a minute for us to do rapid fire ridiculous questions? Can you do it? Are you ready?
She's ready.
Sure.
Okay. One fast food for the rest of your life. What is it?
I mean, I got to go with, I said it in Glamorous, Taco Bell.
All right. Okay.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A solid choice. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Your favorite TV show theme song? I stumped her there, didn't
I? Wow, you stumped her.
The first thing that comes to my mind is the Friends one because it's super famous. But no.
It's good.
You know what I love? You know what? Married with Children. I got to go with Love and Marriage.
She sings it better, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, the one movie that you stop and watch every single time it's on.
Transformers.
That must be a must.
Because Josh is in it.
I do.
Yeah.
Is it really? Is it?
That is it.
Did you get to go to the set and see your husband at work working on this new movie?
No, I've been to several of his Transformers sets. We actually moved the family to London for a month and a half.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And we're taking the studio, we're going to the studio in London to finish the album because, you know, we couldn't be apart that long. So we moved to London for a month and a half. Axel, I took him to all his stuff in London.
Ah.
And he, you know, got to go see Daddy at the set.
Hold on.
Go see Daddy fight Decepticons.
You mentioned Axel, so it's my next rapid fire question. So he's Axl Rose, right? I mean, he was named after Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen Guns N' Roses yet? The reunion tour.
Yes.
You have.
I flew into Coachella.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
No. That is such the big Hollywood thing to do.
I actually got to hang with Axel and talk about Little Axel, they have yet to meet, and they're supposed to meet. He wants to meet him, and
well, they have to. It's his namesake. They have to.
Listen, Fergie, I don't want to. We don't want to keep you too long. I know you're doing the whole radio phone-in thing, but I do want to. If you have a second, it's our annual Christmas caroling morning show. We're having some beverages. We're calling listeners.
Okay.
Do you have a second? First of all, do you have a favorite Christmas carol?
Yeah. Well, sure. I'll go with the one that I sing to Axel all the time, but I sing it to him not only on Christmas, but like all through the year. So he thinks it's just his song.
Now, Fergie, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I cannot promise you that the phone line will not hang up because our phone system sucks here. But I'm going to dial. You should hear the dial tone. When the person answers, just belt it out. Just let it go. Okay, you ready?
You do, Fergie.
Hang on.
Are you still there, Fergie? Did we lose Fergie?
Oh, no.
Fergie, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's there. She's there. Hold on. Let's see. Now, if we get a voicemail, I'm going to be upset because we'd have wasted this whole thing on one.
I know. Yeah. Can you imagine?
That would make me cry.
Hello. This is a singing telegram for you.
Say what?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Young virgin mother and child, hold the infant so tender and mild, deep in heavenly peace, deep in heavenly peace.
The video for Life
Damn
Goes
girl.
On. The video for Life Goes On is out now. Go watch it. Fergie, thank you so much for checking in. And by the way,
thank you.
Donnie was, it became a slight
duet.
Yeah.
You and I have duetted, and I will tell everybody that I know that I have duetted with Fergie.
I don't know. Is duetted a word?
Yes.
Fergie, thank you so much. And we look forward to the release of Double Duchess. Until then, go watch the video for Life Goes On. Thank you so much for checking in, and take care, okay?
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays, Fergie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.